Welcome to Better Health for Busy People, brought to you by healthmentors.nz. This week, we're going to be talking about why most people end up with mediocre health. So when you ask someone about their health, the common response is, it's okay. Or the classic Kiwi fave, not bad. But when you ask someone if they would like their health to be better, a typical response is, yeah, definitely. Our health isn't bad, but it's not good either. It's just kind of mediocre. And we know if we aren't in good health, then we're straight away limited in our ability to perform at our best. We've capped our potential because we're not in good health. So why is it that we're happy to roll along with mediocre health? And there's probably a few reasons, but I reckon there's a helpful way to think about it that will hopefully get you moving past mediocre. So we can think of health as a spectrum with a couple of important markers near either end, with bad health on one side, so things like injury, illness, health disorders, chronic lifestyle challenges, and so on, and good over on the other side of the spectrum where our health is just, it's going great guns, really. And these points aren't definitive endpoints on the spectrum, but they're probably the most helpful for us to be thinking of and to acknowledge, because the endpoint on the bad side is dead. And we don't get to keep playing the game if we go all the way to the end on that side. And the endpoint on the good side is probably a term like elite or great or something similar. And that is going to be a variable distance past good. But I think most of the time, if we're shooting for good, we're going to be going reasonably well. We need to understand where we sit on this health spectrum. So most of us have a health set point where we spend the majority of our time. If something happens that moves us up or down the health spectrum for a short while, we're usually going to return back to this point. And this set point is going to vary from person to person, but it'll be influenced by our environment, our health choices, our health knowledge, our access to healthy options, our health habits, and a little bit by genetics as well. And some of these we can't influence, but most of them we have a certain degree of influence over, which is good news because it means that we can change our health status and also change our health set point. So now we want to think about moving along the spectrum, ideally towards the good end. And to do that, let's actually replace the words on our spectrum. So I want you to swap bad out for pain and good for performance. So we've got pain at one end of the spectrum now and performance at the other. And I use the word pain because that's usually what's happening for a person when they are in bad health. There may be some physical pain from an injury, from an illness, or other physical symptoms that are going on with their health challenge. There may be some mental pain that goes on with the stress associated with poor health. And nearly always, there's emotional pain happening when someone is in poor health. And performance is hopefully self-explanatory. So we're healthy, so we've given ourselves the best opportunity to crush whatever it is that we're doing over on that good side of the health spectrum. So as humans, we're hardwired to run away from pain when it gets bad enough. That hurts. I got to get out of here. And as a physio, I could always tell when someone was getting better because they'd stopped doing the exercises that we'd set together. So pain had stopped being a motivating factor for them because they'd gotten far enough away from it. And this would usually happen a little bit before they reached their set point. So their symptoms are gone, but they hadn't quite got back to their health set point just yet. And we want to get away from pain. That's a really, really normal response. But for most of us, once we've got away from pain, that's where health stops, when we're far enough away that we're not feeling pain anymore. And yeah, we can be pulled towards performance, that performance end of the spectrum. but not usually with the same intensity that we're trying to get away from pain. And one of the reasons we don't go any further than mediocre on in the health spectrum is because we don't actually equate good health with good performance. So we'll seek out skills and we'll invest in training programs and we'll read books and listen to podcasts, all of which are important for helping drive performance. But if we only work on skills and neglect the vehicle that allows us to deploy these skills at the best of our ability, then we're never going to reach the same level of important of performance. And in case I didn't make that clear, the vehicle is ourselves and is our health. So you can think about the skills as players on the bus and you're heading off to the stadium to play the championship match. The players that you have on the bus are really, really important because you deploy them in the game and they might win the game for you. But your health is the bus that's going to take you there. And if you don't look after the bus, it's only going to take you to the field down the road where you play against the neighborhood team. It's not going to get you all the way to the stadium to play in that championship match. So to move your health forwards, think about good health as good performance and think about stepping away from mediocrity.